Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the second to last episode of the season of Like Mother, Like Daughter. I'm Lauren, the daughter.
And I'm Jamie, the mother, and I can't believe it's the second to last episode. It's kind of like a bittersweet feeling.
It definitely is. We're recording on a little bit of the later side. It's been a pretty busy week here in our house, which hence why we have to kind of go on a hiatus for some time. But we have two great episodes planned, and we're really excited about them. We hope you guys are too.
We sure are really excited about them. And it's, you know, it's great just to have, like we said last week, just, you know, accomplish this goal of meeting every week and sitting together and talking through some of our challenges and, you know, things that we love. And it's been awesome. And I'm so happy to have done it with you, Laura.
Yeah, it's been so great. But it sounds like you're like signing off. So we still got a whole episode to do. So let's get to it.
Let's get into it. Okay. So why don't you start with your low light of the week?
Sure. Yeah. So I would say my low light, it's not like bad, but it's just something that is kind of unfortunate that I'm like grappling with at the moment. I feel like just in this, like since being home, my low is just not having as much downtime or I guess time for myself. I feel like when I'm home all the time, I'm with other people, which like my family or my friends and stuff, which obviously I'm so happy to be doing and like it makes me happy. But at school, I'm very used to like having a lot of alone time and getting more like things accomplished, I would say. Like, for example, like not having as much time to like listen to podcasts or read or like even just like sit and like watch TV. Like, I feel like I'm very on the go. And so that's kind of been like something that I'm missing a little bit right now.
So you might have to like set a calendar, like invite for yourself to just like carve in some of that time. I mean, you know, to add in some of that time for the things that you like to do.
Well, it would usually be like at, like what? It's like the day, like we're at work all day now. And then at night, I'm like either doing something for work also or like hanging out with friends. But like this weekend, I would say it was just pretty busy. Hopefully next weekend won't be as busy and I'll have a little more time to like decompress.
So I guess that's the working world for you, girlfriend. Not as much on me time.
Very true. But also like I just think this house, like we're always kind of like all like I'm not usually like ever alone when I'm in our house.
Yeah. That's true.
So it's just but like it's okay. I'm happy to be here. So it's all good, you know? Could be worse.
So my low, actually, well, at first I was going to say what I've been saying recently is just like the stress of getting ready for work to the summer months to take over my life. But I actually just thought of another one. So one of the lows is just that, I mean, I love that you guys have, you know, been having such a great social life in the late night hours. It's just that what then happens is because Jack gets startled in the middle of the night and there were a couple nights where he cried for his mommy and would like start going to our gate and like just scratching away. And so like I couldn't go back to sleep and I had to sleep outside in the couch with him. And so it was a little bit, you know, challenging to get my beauty sleep each of those nights. So I was a little bit missing out on, you know, just a little disruptive to be up from like, you know, 2 to 4 or something like that, sleeping on the couch. But we made it through. So that's my – I like some good night sleeps. You know, I really like to like –
So do I. And like that's something – like I've also been like, Jesus, I'm like staying out so late and like it's not good for my sleep. Like I really like to go to bed. Like I like my like routine of bed. So it can be hard when like it gets disrupted. But I'm also trying to remember like these memories with friends are like worth it. And like
I – Yeah. And I don't want to rob you of it. I just wish like, you know –
I don't really know what else dog to could do. Adapt. Yeah,
but Jack's it is dog. What it is. Like that's just it is what it is. It's okay. It's not like the worst thing. I'm glad that's my low. You know, like
right,
could
like
be worse.
I said about mine thing. Like glad that's my low.
For sure, Milo. Who's Milo? Papa joke. All right,
that
go
is
ahead.
A Papa joke. So my medium light of this week was getting to help out my friend Jillian. Tie-dye shirts for her students in her class for the end of the school year. If you know me, you know I love a good tie-dye situation, so I was so glad that she asked me and my friend Vicky to help her do that. Jesus, words are hard for me today. And it was just a lot of fun. Like, we got food before, and then we, you know, tied up all the shirts and put on the colors, and then she gave me the extras to keep for myself. So
yeah,
either I'm going to do it, or maybe I can do it with, like, a bunch of my camp friends or other people. And I don't know, I just love tie-dye. It's so fun.
Great.
It gives me flashbacks to, like, last summer when I stayed at the tie-dyeing masks all for, like, hours and hours.
Yeah.
At the time of my life, even though you thought I had a disease on my body.
Oh, yeah, that was kind of scary for a few minutes.
It was tie-dye. Thank you very much.
So was it on your hands?
No, it was, like, on my arm.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well,
it's all
good.
It was, like, a red circle on my arm.
It all worked out.
Yeah.
My medium has to do with the Sherman family, too. Like, so on Saturday, we got invited over to see Jillian and Marnie's dog, Newman.
You love Newman.
And we went over and visited with Sally and David, and they're just such nice people, that such a good time visiting with them. And, you know, that was great. And then we left there and we went over to Mima and Papa's for, like, a visit with them. And then we went to Trader Joe's. What a perfect Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, that was, like, a part of my high.
Oh, really?
Well, like, Friday and Saturday, like, was my high. Like, those 2 days in general were a lot of fun. Oh, and I'm completely forgetting, last Wednesday, I celebrated my friends Hannah and Kyle's 21st birthday, and that was a lot of fun. So, like, just in general, like, my high – sorry, am I kind of cutting you off? I don't know if
you have
anything to say. But just, like, my high in general has just been lots of time, like, hanging out with my friends. Like, I've been able to see – I mean, thank you, Pfizer and Moderna, for this opportunity to be able to see my friends. Like, I feel like it's just, like, back to old times. But on top of that, it's, like, all these friends that I have made, like, last summer at camp and stuff, like, are added on to that. And I'm, like – I feel like we're actually, like, able to, like – do so much more than last year. Like, it just feels so nice. And I got to, like, hang out with some of my other friends, like, one of my friends, Jake, that I, like, didn't really even know until, like, these last few months. Like, I was able to, like, hang out with him in person, which, like, wouldn't have happened if it weren't for COVID. So, like, just
if it weren't for the vaccines.
I mean, that's what I meant. So, like, overall, just, like, lots of time with friends. I think it's, like, my social life is something I was, like, very much missing the last, like, year plus, honestly. So it just feels nice to, like, have it go back to normal. And, like, yesterday I was with two of my best friends, Melissa and Jordan, and, like, we were talking about, like, all these fun ideas that we want to do this summer. Like, we talked about doing, like, a fake, like, barn dance with our friends and, like, getting all dressed up. And, like, it's just, like, fun to, like, be creative and, like, think of things. Because I think, like, we took the ability to, like, hang out for granted. So, like, now we, like, want to, like, really make the most of it. And then also, like, on Friday, one of my friend, Lauren, or Goody, I guess I would call her, she's going to be my roommate next year, and she had her birthday downtown, and that was really nice to celebrate and, like, do that with her. So just overall, lots of, like, socializing and time, and I'm really enjoying it. So,
yeah, that's great. My high was that one of the things is obviously just, like, having you guys now, like, really home, because last week was the start of it when we were talking about, like, the after the recap of the Austin, Texas trip, and now you guys are home and we're settling into that, and I'm very happy to have a full house. And then the second thing was that on Saturday night, Dan and I went to Fat Rosie's. They have excellent, like, I am just so impressed with their service and the way they – it's just it feels very authentic in terms of Mexican cuisine and just the whole vibe there. It's just, like, you kind of feel like you're away. And we ate at tables, like, inside again. And, you know, Dr. Fauci said, like, you can be inside with people if you've had your vaccine and you don't have to be worried about it. And it's just
pretty
such
magical.
A, like, what a year. Just, like, honestly, what a wild ride of a year. Like, I don't know. I think I'll never forget it. Like, I mean, I hope I don't forget it, just because there were so many ups and downs and highs and lows and, like, moments that, like, I feel like we'll always remember, I think. And I don't know. I'm marveling at the fact that, like, that chapter is kind of feeling like it's coming to a close in so many ways, but it's still a pandemic, don't get me wrong. And there's still, like, probably 1,000 people a day in our area alone, like in the Chicagoland area, that are diagnosed with COVID every day. But it's just such a different level of what it was at some of those crazy points. So it's just, you know.
Crazy. Like a year ago, like we were still kind of like in lockdown.
Right. And I don't even know if we knew camp was going on yet in a year ago. It's going to be the anniversary.
It was like right around now that we like kind of were like, okay, it's going to happen. I was just, I mean, it was
right.
Just
it's almost the anniversary totally of George world. Floyd's killing. Like,
yeah.
It's almost like.
It's that like a coming. Year ago was just insane. Like, how, and then, wow, we're here today. Like, I just can't even believe it.
I know. It's just crazy to think of. And now we're getting ready to start camp and do it all over again. And
yeah, it's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
I'm very excited.
So lucky to have such a great team.
Oh, I just forgot really quickly. The other really thing that went well was I had my CIT like info night. And I was really happy with the way that that went too.
So. Yeah. And I've gotten some compliments on that. So way to go.
Yay. That makes me feel good.
Yeah. You're going to be a great leader for them.
I'm very excited. Yeah. So got a short lights today, actually, on the shorter side.
Well, we were really succinct, and it was, you know, much different vibe than last week when we were all over the place, which that actually I thought was a pretty fun one to
listen agree.
To.
I agree. I had a good time.
So if you week. Didn't if you didn't listen to last week's episode, I would say go back and go find it.
I really agree.
Because it was a true Jamie and Lauren, well, really a Jamie kind of a special
like,
internal.
We all are like that.
It's
know.
A little all over the place, but it was pretty funny. I was trying to see if I knew the name of it, but
it's like something about being all over the place. Like this episode made no sense, or I don't know.
Right.
I don't know exactly.
Yeah, you titled it perfectly. It was really funny.
I feel like I'm pretty good at the titles. Pretty spot on.
Yeah, you are.
So yeah,
you are. All right. Okay. So now that we've talked about our lights, we're ready for like the meat and potatoes of the section of the podcast.
Dad's,
so
dad's a meal.
All right, the salad and how about like we're ready for the
pizza.
The pizza of the podcast? Okay, I could go with that.
The first course was the salad. The lights were the salad, and now we're ready for the pizza.
Okay, so here's the pizza of the podcast. Okay. So this is from an article. Like we should probably cite the article from this mindisthemaster.com. And we found this article called What is a Healthy Mother and Daughter Relationship?
Yeah.
And these are basically like six traits of a healthy mother and daughter relationship. And we kind of thought, well, maybe we're going to put our relationship to the test a little bit.
Yeah. I think like, obviously like there wouldn't be a podcast if we didn't think like we had like a good mother-daughter relationship and a good dynamic and like people maybe like looked up to us as a mother-daughter duo. However, like I don't know how to say this in like the right way, but I do think there are instances, where like us being so close can sometimes be like
a detriment.
I don't want to say it's a detriment, and I don't want to call it an issue, but perhaps like a roadblock to like relationships I have with other people, whether that's friends or things like that, because, and that can be for like a multitude of reasons. Maybe some people like don't have like a great relationship with a parent or their mom. It could be like, I think because we do have such an open and honest relationship and that kind of goes with our whole family, like some people might not understand that or like,
but is that a them problem or an us problem?
It's not necessarily an us problem, but I do think sometimes it gets been an issue. Like I know I've had a lot of conversations about like with people about them being surprised that like I've never lied to my parents because like I just don't feel the need to. Like we just tell each other everything and there's nothing I really have to hide. And for others, like lying is just like something they do to their parents all the time. Maybe not lying or like bending the truth or not like sharing everything. It's just like something that's like hard for people to understand, or maybe people just a lot of times people just like automatically assume like, oh, did you tell your mom, or like, did your mom know?
That,
or like,
so like that makes them uncomfortable.
Yeah, or like sometimes like there have been times I think in the past where people have like told me something in confidence and like, don't tell your mom, and like that puts me in a really hard spot because like it might have not even been in my thoughts to like tell you or not tell you, but like putting that like. Like barrier on it would like make me want to tell you more sometimes.
Right, but we always talk about like, is it your story to tell? Like I
right,
think
absolutely.
Like for a
things
friend,
that, things that happen
different.
Right. Think I only really tell you things like that happen to other people if they like involve me. Like I wouldn't ever share someone's like
deepest, darkest secret. Like, that's not your place to know.
Okay. And I get what you're saying, but I'm not so sure that like, I want to – let's just delve into it and we'll see, like, what each trait brings. I mean, okay. You have a good opening discussion about it, but I also don't know that will –
Yeah.
I think cloud our relationship or make, you know, if we want to work on something with our relationship, I'm not sure that involving other people or how they judge our relationship is really that important to me.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I just think like some experiences I've had have made me, I don't think like not question, but just like be a little more curious about like how we are as mother and daughter and like if people would even consider that healthy, because like sometimes, you know, you see other people, and I don't think we're like these like codependent like crazy people, but you see that in friendships or relationships or something in life, and like that could be a red flag.
Okay, well, I'm open to the conversation.
So I'm not saying we're a red flag. I'm just saying it's interesting. Okay,
so here's the first thing that it tells us about the 6 traits for a healthy mother-daughter relationship. I'm just making sure I'm saying it correctly.
So
number 1 out of the 6 traits, they spend the proper amount of time being together. So I think that like this is skewed a little bit depending on where people are living in life. Like, you know, spending time together in person, like this summer, of course, we're going to spend a ton of time together because we're going to be at the same location for a job.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And we're going to, you know, have other time together. But like, do you think we spend the proper, what does it mean by proper? Like, what do you define as like the proper amount of time?
I think it really varies. Like it even says in here, like some mothers and daughters or best friends are capable of spending loads of time together without creating conflict. Like, I would say that's us. Others are not as close and need to limit the amount of time they spend together. Like, I don't think that the amount of time that we spend together, like, doesn't correlate with like if we were to have any like conflicts. Like, I think we do spend a lot of time together and like it's not a big deal. Like, it doesn't create a strain on our relationship.
It also says here, if being around your mom too much tends to strain the relationship or result in excessive arguing, you should probably dial back the amount of time that you're spending together. And honestly, I don't think we have a problem with that unless like I'm just part of the problem and I don't know it.
I can only think of like the one time that maybe that was a challenge, and I would say it was last year, with like quarantine. In lockdown and quarantine, and I think the added stress of camp and everything just made, like,
We needed space,
but, like, it wasn't, like it was all okay. It was a very, like, short-lived thing, and, like, even now, like, coming home, like, we have spent a lot of our time together, but it's not, like, I'm not feeling, like, I know I said earlier in the lights that I was, like, oh, I, like, am wanting some, like, individual time, but it's not, like, oh, because of certain, it's not certain people that I don't want to be with.
But I think, like, even if you were having some individual time and I was having individual time, we could be sitting, like, outside on the porch, like, reading and both reading and, like, listening to music and, like, not even talking, and we wouldn't be as sick of each other or annoyed with each other.
No, for sure. And I think that, like, it's always nice to, like, come home and be with family because, like, you don't have to worry about, like, the silences. Like, it doesn't really, like,
right, like, anything. It's not awkward silence because it's just
it's nothing to, like, worry about.
All right, so how do you feel about spending the proper amount of time together?
I think that we spend a healthy amount of time together for our closeness of our relationship.
And our space in our home and, like, what we have.
Yeah, and we don't have much space, so we kind of have to make it work. And
but
I also
when
think,
you were in college, when you were away at school, do you think we spent the proper amount of time together, like, on the phone or too much time together?
I think from an outsider perspective, some may argue maybe too much, but like, there were a lot of times where, like, I didn't have anything else to do but call you guys. And so, like, and I wanted that, like, socialization. And there were times even where we were, like, on the phone and, like, not even talking the whole time. Like, we were, like, doing other things.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, I think that we spend a good amount of time together.
I think it's fine. Let's move on.
Okay. Number 2. You read it.
They don't engage in making each other feel guilty. And I think that that's a big thing in mother-daughter relationships, like people who have a complicated relationship with their mom. Like, sometimes, like, the mom could be, like, really critical of their children and, like, expect a lot from them, and that could make, like, the child, like, resent them. But I think throughout our lives, you've always, like, taught us, like, to, like, love who we are and, like, that this is a judgment-free zone and you guys are always, like, like, no matter what we do, like, you'll always, like, love us unconditionally. And I don't think that, like, I can't really think of a time where, like, you've made me feel, like, guilt for something I've
like,
done.
Like, do I say, like, oh, you're going to go out with them, you're not going to stay home with me?
Sometimes, but this is, I know that you're joking.
Right.
And
no,
I'm, like,
I mean, I think, like, I want you to have, you know, to do your own thing and whatever.
And I know, like, we kind of have talked about this a little bit on the podcast, not really, like, this aspect of it, but I know, like, in terms of, like, body image, our relationships with food and, like, things like that have, like, kind of brought up, like, interesting conversations with the two of us. But I think, like, we've always tried, like, you've always tried to, like, reiterate that, like, no matter how I look, you'll, like, love who I am. And, like, it's, like, I think sometimes you're, like, am I making you feel, like, bad? Like, you've thought about it, too. So I...
Well, because I think it's, like, something that even when I was, like, working for Weight Watchers, like, all that kind of stuff, I was, like, really mindful of trying to... not put my own issues on you, but I probably have anyway, but not intentionally.
True. Right. Of course not. So,
okay. So that says they don't engage. Guilt is not a healthy tool to use in any relationship, including those between mothers and daughters. Mothers and daughters who are overly critical of one another tend to experience worse relationships. And I don't really think, I don't feel like you criticize me, and I don't really, I try not to criticize you.
No, I don't. I hope I don't criticize you. And if we have before, it's been like in a constructive way that like makes us better.
Yeah, like when except you correct me on my song lyrics,
yeah,
if I'm singing them wrong.
Sorry. Except for the comb incident.
The comb incident. Have we talked about that on the thing?
I don't know, but I actually talked about it the other day with like someone.
Maybe
friend.
Well that would be a that's
that'd
a
be,
moment.
That
that's
is a moment.
Okay, maybe we'll get to that.
One day.
They
two.
Number three. They don't try to change each other into different versions of themselves. I mean, I did make you stay in chorus.
I think, like, different like, I think something we always really do is, like, embrace the qualities. Like, I know we've even talked about this in the podcast, like, the qualities that each other has that, like, we wish we have. And I think we, like, hone into that a lot. And, like, of course, there are things that I feel like would frustrate, like each other. Like, certain, like, of your, like, I know I've said before, like, your organizational tendencies and stuff. But, like, I would never want you to, like, change who you are. Like, we can always work on ourselves, but, like, I would never want you to, like, totally, like, be a new person. Like,
no, I appreciate you for, you know, the skills that you have, and I'm learning from you, but I don't know that I'll ever be that.
And that's
okay.
Like, and that's okay.
Right.
It's just something, like, to be mindful about, but it doesn't, like, I would never want you to be a different person or change who you are.
So it says here, people have to choose to ignore faults and accentuate positives sometimes. If your mother or daughter is not the person you think they should be, try honing in on the features you most appreciate or respect about them. Focus on what makes a relationship good, not bad.
Yeah.
I feel like, I mean, I think that goes without saying for us. Like, I don't think, you know, it's ever an issue for us in terms
no.
of that.
And I think, like we said, I think we're always trying, like, we always talk about, like, how much we love each other and how, like, great of a, like, duo we are. So we're always focusing on the good. Like, it's really rare that, like, we're having, like, right now is, like, I could, like, one of the first times ever that, like, we're talking about, like, things that maybe we could work on, like, or at least, like, opening up that conversation, because I think most of the time we try to focus on the good.
Yeah, I think we are always focusing on the good. I mean, I think that's part of who we are.
Yeah.
All right, oh, here we go. Focusing on, they engage, number four is they engage in positive conflict. So it says conflict is natural in a mother-daughter relationship. It is important that both a mother and daughter know how to handle this conflict. Sweeping it under the rug will only make things worse down the road. So I think when we have differing opinions, we try to see things from the other person's perspective and try to share our opinions in a kind and constructive kind of a way.
Yeah.
And I don't think we are like, so, you know, butting heads all the time. Like, I don't know. I'm not really sure why that is. Like, is that because just we're meant for each other? Or, like, or I don't know. Like,
I think, like, we have a lot of similarities, but we also are different. And we just, like, know, like, we know, like, how to handle each other. Like I kind of, like you said, like, what we were just saying, like, I'm never going to be this, like, crazy organized, like,
but didn't you love that I cleaned up my office?
Yeah, that was great. Exactly. But I'm saying, like, we just, like, know, like, what to expect. And I think when you don't, like, have these, like, high expectations of one another, like, it's a lot easier to, like, not be disappointed.
Yeah. It says also never engage in name calling.
Yeah. And like I remember when you say as a kid, like, you're going to be like the bitchy, like, teenager. And like, I've never, like, I don't think I've ever called you like a mean word. I've never called you like a bitch before or anything like that.
Lauren, is this a rated R podcast?
We've sweared before and you always say I can swear. Also, technically it's not a swear word.
Okay, I just didn't know, like, if we're, like, allowed to.
Okay, but, like,
if I've there never, are any younger ears listening.
I hate you. You
no.
Effing suck. Like, I've never said that.
No, and I just, like, I mean, I, like, I think that as, I mean, when you guys were babies, I think that people would say, oh, how do you do it with twins? Like, it must be so challenging and blah, blah, blah. And I always used to say, like, the hardest part for me will be if they, like, slam their door and, like, close their door and are like, I don't want to talk to you ever again. And like, goodbye, and close our door. Like, that never happened. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I'm not much of a permissive parent where, like, not I don't have any rules. So I don't know. We just fit, like, I don't know, like a really good fit.
Yeah. Not
like,
at all.
Like, this is the pizza. We fit like the crust and the cheese.
I would not. I feel like that's not really the best analogy, but it's okay.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, like, peanut butter and jelly, but. Yeah.
So I would say, like, you know, and if conflicts do arise, I think we, like, have the tools to kind of work through it. And like we said, it's always about open communication. And I think that's where a lot of conflicts stem from. So
if you are struggling with that, like, one thing I would recommend would be to talk through what's going on so that you're not harboring any.
Using a lot of I statements.
Right, and so they're not
like,
holding on to
anything.
This is
how you made me feel.
Right.
I feel like this.
Yeah. Okay.
Number five, both parties contribute to the relationship. So mother-daughter relationship should not be one-sided, and neither party should have to do all the work and make all the contributions. And I think that's pretty accurate. Like, I think you've always kind of instilled, like, a good balance between, like, friend and, like, parent. And whether I was a kid, I mean, obviously, like, a little different now that I'm older. Like, I think, like, we're always, like, kind of, like, putting in, like, the work, I guess. Like, you know, when I'm at school, I, like, do my best to, like, reach out to you and, like, ask how you're doing and help in any way. And, like, I think you do the same for me. So, yeah, I don't really, like, know what else to say about
that. We both contribute to the relationship in terms of, like, time and energy and, you know, I mean, my door is always open. I'm just a text away. We're always, you know,
yeah,
there. And I think we both like to do that to contribute.
For sure.
Number six, the mother allows the daughter to experience failure. I think that one's a key one. And I do believe that, like, I was, I've tried to give you the opportunities or to instill that you should be the one to reach out. Like, we were talking about maybe a week ago or something when you were with Aunt Jerry about, like, making plans and, like, calling up friends and being the, like, I wasn't going to be the one to, like, set everything up all the time and whatever. And I think that it helped you become more confident and in your abilities, even when there was, like, something that happened with camp and you were, like, a CIT and you wanted to switch groups. Like, I didn't call for you and tell them that you should switch groups. You went and reached out and talked to the people that you needed to and, like, made that happen. Same thing with the job. You know, you wanted to advocate for yourself to work in a different unit. And, like, even though I was at the camp, I didn't tell the camp director at the time to, like, switch you. Like, you went and called and did it for yourself. So, like, I think, and that goes along nicely with experiencing failure because you were able to make things happen for yourself. And sometimes it's not going to go always in the right direction that you wanted to do. But I think that not getting everything that you wanted all of the time made you a stronger person.
Absolutely.
I mean, so I think that I didn't always come to the rescue, so to speak. I let you have some, you know, some things that didn't work out, and we got through it together, and we cried together. And I mean, even, like, I remember when you were running for some position at, like, BBYO, and, like, I picked you up, and I was bawling, like, right alongside with you. Like,
yeah.
I'm there to, like, cry with you and hold your hand and wipe the tears. And I know that you'll be there for me as well.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I hope that I have been supportive to you when, like, you've struggled. And like in addition to that, I think like we actually just had the we just were talking about this like a little bit ago with like you were never like the parent to like call a teacher or like switch me into a different class, or like if I was struggling, like you wouldn't really get involved in my like school, and you would always make me like be an advocate for myself. And like
and
if
I would, that's happened for you now, right. Even in college, like how you've reached out if something wasn't fair or like whatever, you
yeah.
were an advocate. And I think that you got that way because of the obstacles that you faced.
For
so,
sure.
So I think like on that scale of 1 to 6, like I feel like most of them are pretty solid and healthy.
Yeah. And like this article also kind of talks about like an enmeshed mother-daughter relationship. Did I say that right? Enmeshed. I cannot say it. I know like I know how it looks. I just can't say it. But it kind of talks about like the moles. I cannot talk. The roles of mother-daughter like becoming a little intertwined. And it says they don't have boundaries. She depends on her daughter for validation, entertainment, and companionship. This is not the role her daughter is supposed to serve. The enmeshed mother may struggle with her own identity, and this is what propagates the problem.
All right, so this is where I'm failing as a mother.
Over-involved. But I don't think you're over-involved in my life.
No.
You don't. I mean,
I'm not helicopter mom.
The moms will want to become friends with their daughter's friends. I want to become friends with their friends.
But I mean, I don't know that, like, I would say that. That, okay, so it says, like, depend on my daughter for validation, entertainment, and companionship. I mean, I love to spend time with you, but I don't know if I would call
– I don't know if I depend on it, but I enjoy it.
But it helps me sometimes when you validate me and say that I'm doing a good job at something. Like, everybody needs to hear that here and there. So, like, I don't know if this is crossing the line or we're just right under here, enmeshed.
I mean, I think, like, it's up to interpretation, and if we like how it's going, we can keep going. Maybe some people might be judging or disagree, and, like, that's fine. Then you don't have to parent or be a kid.
And you're not in our family.
Yeah, so sorry.
I mean, it says this parent is basically living her life through her daughter.
Which I don't think is
true. Don't you see that as, like, the mean girl's mom that's, like,
Regina George's mom,
right?
But that's, like, permissive parenting, and I don't think you're a permissive parent, like – we have like there's boundaries and like expectations.
She wants to be involved because she wants to absorb aspects of her daughter's identity.
Like, no, not at all. I don't think. And I think we're so different that it's like it would never even happen. So like I think this is like a slippery slope, but I don't think like we're totally there. How do I have a good mother-daughter relationship? Fostering trust, setting appropriate boundaries, showing respect, fighting fair. Trust is essential to any good relationship, particularly those between mothers and daughters.
So this is when you were kind of sharing about how you might tell too much to me, or like, is that, do you feel like that's following under that? Mothers
yeah, but
should
I,
be transparent.
Again, like I said, I don't think I tell, like I tell you like everything, but it everything about me.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
I would be like, oh, I'm going poop. Like,
but
well, I'm not
like a weird, right. weird one to share.
I
mean, but like,
it's a weird one to share. But like, I'm not like that's an example. Like, I would never
like
say,
oh, mom, I did this last night, and like, I can't. I have to tell you because of like,
yeah.
Otherwise,
but I
like,
wouldn't say like, oh, like so and so. Like, I have to tell you like this is happening to them. Like, unless it's something that I would need like advice on or like anything like that, I'm not gonna like tell other people's business. That's not my place, and I wouldn't expect you to do the same.
For sure.
And I think that gets challenging, especially when at camp. Definitely different now, like
now
since I have a little bit
of
a leadership role, like it's a little more of a safe space to like share things. But like as a counselor, I remember that was kind of like hard because like I wanted to make sure I like didn't know things that other people didn't, but like I was a little bit nosy body, so.
But it also was going the other way too, because if like kids would have done something, you were like, mom, I don't know if I should tell you this, but so-and-so
yeah,
did this.
It really depends. Like, I'm sure there were things I kept from you. Like, I can't think of, like, what they are at the
right.
moment, but. Like,
so it says foster trust, whatever, fight fair. We already read through that. Healthy daughter, mother-daughter relationships take into consideration the way they speak to one another. It's important that both parties show respect, even when they disagree. Respectful words should not be used to belittle either mother or daughter. And I think that that is something that we do very well, is that we don't like, you know, if we cross a line or something we've said isn't kind, we have learned through our friend Brene Brown to, you know, not to, you know, to say they're sorry, but then to accept the apology. Like, okay,
thank you.
versus like, oh, it's nothing. Okay. It's yeah. okay. Like, you really have to acknowledge it's that, like, okay. if it isn't okay, and it
wasn't okay. I actually think okay. that's something we do a lot. Like, if we apologize, like, we don't say, like, it's okay.
I think we've learned that, though.
It's a good skill to have. But, yeah, I think this is a very interesting article. Definitely, like, a good conversation starter. Yeah, we can share it in the show notes for anyone who's interested in, like, diving in more. Like, I mean, according to that, I would say our relationship is pretty healthy.
Yeah.
Maybe one that is pretty great at that. At least we think so. Hopefully you guys agree.
8 qualities of a good mother. You can judge this, okay? Patience.
Yeah.
Strength. Empathy. Shush. For sure. Humility. Understanding. Mm-hmm. Forgiveness. Faithfulness and love. Those are the qualities of a good mother.
And I think you have them all.
Well, thank you. This was a fun exercise to go through. Maybe we'll dive into this a little more next season.
Yeah, for sure. And like, I just think, like, if you guys like want any advice about like mother-daughter relationships, feel free to reach out. I don't really think, like, we're obviously not like professionals experts, but we can definitely offer our perspective, and like, hopefully this episode was helpful in that. And also, like, just a quick disclaimer before we, like, kind of end this portion of the episode, like, every relationship is different. Like, we don't want you to be, like, comparing to us and, like, getting all, like, nervous that maybe you don't have the same relationship with a parent or a child. Like, it's really hard not to compare, and, like, we do it all the time with in other situations, but just, like, know that, like, if it's working for you, like, yeah. everything's good. You don't
need to change it. And yeah. also, I just want to shout out my own amazing mother.
Oh, of course. How could we ever forget?
Patty Weniger. And I thank you so much for the close mother-daughter relationship that I have with you. I certainly wouldn't be half of the mother I am without having you as my own mom. And I'm grateful every single day for you and the kind of mom that you've been and the grandmother that you are. And we love you to death.
Heck yeah, memes. Best grandma
ever. Forever and always, memes. So thank you. And Lauren, I love you so much. Mwah. Thank
you too, girl.
Thank you for being my forever and always as well.
All right. So that was a lot of fun to talk about, and hearing all about like our healthy mother-daughter relationship that maybe we think we have, but I guess we're not really sure.
I mean, I think it's like beauty's in the eye of the beholder. Healthy relationships are in the eye of the relationship owners.
I agree. And we think that we're great. So let's just go with that. Anyway, so now we're going to talk about what we're into for this week. I know what I'm into because I can't stop with it. Do you want to share yours first? And then I can kind of go into mine.
Yeah, because yours will be forever.
On and on and on.
Okay, so I'm going to go into it. And I don't know if I've shared this before, but I know that you're really big on positive affirmations, and I know that you have your own that you like to like recite or say.
I think we've talked about that on the podcast.
Sure, I know. So
a long time ago now.
But I have found an app, and I'm not really even sure who showed me this app, but it's called I Am, and I have the free version. And I think it's set for like, I don't know when my notifications come, probably like 3 times a day or something like that. It brings me notifications either on my phone or on my Apple Watch, and it'll tell me different things that are positive affirmations to remind myself and things that I can repeat to myself to say to myself to keep in that positive framework. So for instance, like one that I'm just looking at right now says, "This moment is my life and I am deeply thankful for it." Like, great. Like, that's something good to remind yourself that you're thankful for the moment that you're in,
that is
living
great.
In the present. Being mindful. I love that. So that's one of them. And it just keeps scrolling through and reminding you of affirmations. I am happy and content with my life and grateful for all that I have. I might not have a lot, but the things that I have are very special and important. And so I'm going to use that as my positive affirmation app called I Am, found in the App Store or probably Google Play, but I don't have that kind of device. So
yeah. Well, good recommendation for those of you who are looking for just some positive reminders to yourself and, you know, learning how to show a little more gratitude. Maybe we can all work on that. Sometimes I think when the going gets tough, we kind of forget to think on the bright side and know that this too shall pass.
Right. And like my biggest saying has always been like, well, not always, but like, make it a great day or not, the choice is yours. And that one is like something that like sticks in my head. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like we can choose happiness, and everything is better when you are coming at it from a positive mindset. If you feel like you're struggling, and I know it's a lot easier said than done, and listen, like, I know that for those of us that are struggling or in a darker place or whatnot, you might need a little bit more and, you know, to work on this a little bit more, but it is a choice. And so that's why I'm choosing this app.
For sure. For sure. Love it. So what I am into this week is none other than Olivia Rodrigo's debut album that came out on Friday entitled Sour. And if you've been under a rock and like haven't heard it yet, you need to turn it on right now. It is actually incredible. Like, it is a no skip album. Every song is so good, considering she's only 18. Like, the things that she's writing are just so like unbelievable for her age and her experiences. And it's just kind of like, it's funny because a lot of the comments of people are like, oh girl, like just wait, like for what's to come.
Do you have a favorite song?
Yeah, I have a couple of favorite songs. So, I mean, obviously like Driver's License is like that's like the big one, but that's been out for a long time. So it's not even like in the top five of my rankings of this album.
Oh, really?
Album
you
now.
Ranked them, yeah.
Or just like in my head how I think of them. But I would say my favorite songs are Good For You, which came out actually last week as single, and it's like so such a bop, a banger. It's like Taylor Swift meets like Paramore and Avril Lavigne. Like, it's such a bop. The music video is so cute. She's like a little cheerleader and everything. And then I really like the song Happier. That's like my other favorite song for sure on the album. And then I also really like One Step Forward, Three Steps Back, which actually samples a Taylor Swift song. So I think that's maybe why I like it. No, it doesn't.
I thought you said that's where Grinning Like a Devil.
No, that's Deja Vu.
Oh.
Deja Vu.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's not sampled. That's just like sounds the same.
Oh.
New Year's Day was like sampled for this album.
Okay, okay.
But Good For You is Good For You, You're Happy and Healthy. That's one. That's different than Deja Vu.
Deja Vu.
I know you get Deja Vu. Yeah. Anyway.
She looks up grinning like a devil.
Yep. Sounds the same.
But not sampled.
Not sampled. Enough For You is a really another great song. Wow. I like. I really like all of them. Like, I really do. I've been lit. Like, I have never, I don't even, like, and I don't want to, like, say this because, like, Taylor Swift has always been my number one. But, like, I don't know if I've listened to an album, like, all the way through so many times, like, just 3 days after it came out.
Yeah, Folklore or Evermore, you probably.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit, like, I am trying to say, like, okay, maybe it's a little recency bias, like, a little bit because it just came out and then, like, but I just, like, I love it so much and it just, especially being her first album, like, it only makes me, like, more excited for, like, what she has in store and, like, as she kind of, like, fine-tunes her sound a little bit more because I think she's like a little over the place even though I like every song, but I think once she like hones in on like who she is as a writer and the singer, like it's only gonna go up from here. Like, I can't believe this is her first album, because like, trying not to compare, but like Taylor Swift's first album is not nearly as good as this one for their first album.
Okay. Debut, but she was a lot younger too.
Only 2 years younger.
Okay. It's a lot.
Yeah.
She probably recorded it in like.
True. I mean,
like
Fearless is so good and she was 18. So right. I don't want to compare because like there's room in the world for both.
Right. And she loves her. They love each other.
Yeah. So, I love it so much. Everyone needs to go stream it. She was the four. I don't know if you saw this. Her album debuted at number 4 at like in the US ever, which is the only other artist to do that is Ariana Grande and Taylor Swift. So she's like in the top 5 already.
Unbelievable. Well,
I think this is like potential for a Grammy. Like, she could be best new artist, album of the year, possibly contender for. Like,
you know what's cool is like, I think that because of her show,
Which I also caught, I started watching.
So she was on the High School Musical, the musical, the series, whatever. she became like somebody that people knew. And then I believe like her Instagram or whatever started.
It kind of blew up in quarantine because she started like writing and posting songs that she was working on in quarantine. And then like one of them was Driver's License. And then she's like, oh, I'll just put it out as a single. And then everyone like became obsessed with it. And she's like, oh, I guess I'll just do an album now.
Well, and it was like a Saturday Night Live sketch. And she's been on SNL. Like she
twice.
Was on it.
Really? She performed like a long time ago. And then she performed again last weekend. I didn't know that.
Well, you really are a big fan of her.
I am. She's incredible. And I bought merch.
Yes, you did. You bought merch.
So. Had to. All right. Well, this has been a great episode yet again. Love recording with you.
You're my world, Laura.
Aw, thanks.
Is that too much? Mm-hmm. Is that like bad mother-daughter, healthy, unhealthy to call
I'm
you
not
my
sure.
world?
Not sure, but it's fine. You know what? I'll forgive you.
I mean, Max is my world too, and so is Corey, you know?
Yeah.
I said they were all going to be on my island, so.
That is true. That was a few episodes ago if you want to go back and listen.
It's another good one.
Anyways, thank you all for listening to this week's episode. If you enjoyed it, please feel free to give us a rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. Like us on Instagram. Follow us on Instagram. Like us on Facebook. I literally mix it up every single time.
Yeah, and people are telling us, like, they're driving places and they're, like, putting on the pod, like, just to get them to work in the morning.
Yeah.
So if it's
thank you for telling us that you're listening, because it like then we know that you're out there. So keep telling us. If you don't see us, message us. Word of mouth is the best way to, you know, share the LMLD love. So tell a friend how great we are. And we'll see you guys next week for our last episode of the season.
It's all right. Season one. And then we got so much to look forward to. So thank you so much. Take care of yourself and others. Have a great week.
Bye.